Stockbridge High School senior Gabe Schrei and Sarah Alvarez produced this audio postcard. Thank you for listening.
All the way through middle school, I was bullied. You know, I got pushed around by everyone. I didn't care about my classwork at all. And when I was in seventh grade, my grandfather passed away in front of me. And I had to leave the care of my grandmother and move in with my dad in this brand new place, which was Stockbridge. So my freshman year, I came into high school, and in the first semester, it was like nothing had changed at all for me. At the time, I was probably around, 270 pounds, maybe 280. So I thought to myself, how can I change this? And my solution was to begin trying to fend for myself. So I began to work out on a daily basis, and I started dieting. Well, the varsity center, John Grassmeyer, started to pressure me to come out and play football. And I was really, really bad at football. And even though everybody was doubting me and, giving me a hard time, I stuck with it. And that's why that offseason, I just began to train like no other. I just started training daily, every morning. I'd get up at like 5 in the morning and run, lift weights. Coach Killinger, as promised, showed up. As time went on, I really got to know Coach Killinger, and the more I got to know him, the more I looked up to him. He does not consume alcohol, smoke, swear. He is a very religious man. Carl Heidrich was my position coach, and I really looked up to him. He's also the principal of the high school. Anyhow, sometime in the beginning of the season, he was standing in front of all the linemen. And he says, "We're going to have to work pretty hard to make this line function this season." Then he pointed me out, and he said, "Look at this guy right here. In this offseason, this guy has doubled everything about him. His strength, his size, his speed." The way he talked about me in front of everyone like that, it really encouraged me. During our daily tackling drills, I was carrying the ball, and one of my teammates tackled me. When he hit me, he landed on my leg, and as soon as it happened, I knew something was wrong. I dislocated my left knee and broke my left fibula, and it was just total heartbreak for me. I cried on homecoming probably 3 or 4 times, and it was just, I've never worked for anything in my life like I've worked to be a good football player. And if I hadn't started playing football, I have no idea where I'd be right now. I wore the number 90 in black and orange, and I'd like to think that I did that number proud. And though I've only had one real offer to play at the next level, you never know what'll happen.